In our series of Elul, we're up to Erev Rosh Hashanah. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, we already mentioned, we take a one-day break from the minhag of Tkiyas Shofar, which we start on Rosh Chodesh Elul, kidei lahasik ben tkiyos the minhag of tkiyos the mitzvah. We always have to make sure that people understand what's a minhag and what's a mitzvah. It's very parallel, if you think about it, to the practice which is developed. So some people don't have matzah ready from Rosh Hashanah or the entire month of Nisan or Purim, whatever it is. But the basic halacha is that Erev Pesach, we're not allowed to have matzah. The Gemara says, Kibola Rusasa Vaveis Kamen, that it's like jumping the gun in a very colorful way. The Gemara expresses it, but you also understand what the mitzvah is, that we should eat matzah the table. Remember, that's what caused all of the hullabaloo this year that we had to work out with. Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, you can't have chametz, you can't have matzah, what do we do? So that's the reason you can't have matzah, because we have to create a separation between what's a matzah shal mitzvah and what isn't a matzah shal mitzvah. So you have the same phenomenon here. We have to know what the tzkiyos, the mitzvah are, and that's why we take a one-day break from the minhag of tkiyas shofar in El, number one. Number two, Erev Rosh Hashanah is one of the strangest days of the year. Of course, the Ashkenazic minhag is that we have by far the longest slichos on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the 2 hours of slichos on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and at the same time, we're not saying tachanun. The minhag in many, many, many communities that Aruch Shulchan writes about in Europe was for the Talmidei Chachamim to fast. And he says here, it wasn't considered to be Yohara for everybody to fast. Nobody would look askance at that. People wanted to have as many zechuyos going into Rosh Hashanah as possible, which is also why the minhag developed to do Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you think about it, it would seem to fit in more with Yom Kippur. That's true. It's a theme of Kol Nidrei. But we wanted to do that going into the new year with a clean slate. So that's one sort of aspect of Erev Rosh Hashanah, a lot of slichos, hataras nedarim, and tainus. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi, it's also in Masech Sofrim, quotes a practice that there's a minhag of getting a haircut and dressing very nicely, misatzin levanim, ma'otfin levanim, that there's a kind of a yontif aspect to Erev Rosh Hashanah as well. That's why we don't say tachanun, because we know, this is a quote from the Yerushalmi, I'm not making up this language, the Yerushalmi says, yodim shekadosh baruch hu minatzeach eschem badin, that we go into it knowing that the judge isn't exactly impartial, and we sort of have an in with him because he's really Avinu Shel Bashamayim. So the way that we denote that is by not dressing in black, but actually dressing in a very celebratory manner in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and that creates a whole different dynamic today. And that's again why we skip Tachanun, etc. So Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah really has a kind of a duality to it, and again, some people are going to be on the tainus side and the slichos and etc., and others are going to choose to express it, as we said, in a very upbeat way, because Yodim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Minaseach Eschem Badin, you can't say one is right and one is wrong. They're highlighting really different aspects of the Yom Hadin, which is Rosh Hashanah itself. So that's the basic framework that we have going into Rosh Hashanah. And, you know, what we'll do with God willing, starting on Sunday night, is we'll start going through the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and all of the minhagim, including the special simanim of Rosh Hashanah, in terms of the different practices of what we have at the meals of Rosh Hashanah to connote different ideas about what our aspirations are for the year to come.